There are only the two of you now. I had hoped that all six of you would be alive to hear the news together, so that I might watch your faces and see the realization dawn. I am the heir to the Wellerman estates. They are mine.
Passage of the Tangmar. The story of a ship and its cargo of death.
But, Mr. Pepe, there must be a mistake. Surely you're joking. Of course, yes, that must be it. You offered me your services to protect me against people who are going to steal my money. Oh, tell me it's all a joke, Senor Pepe, tell me.
Two days out from Panama and in the dining room lounge of the Tangmar we sat, all of us. Captain Goddard, Challoner, Sharon and myself. Watching the color drain from Tuco's face as he leapt to his feet, pleading with Senor Pepe to reassure him. And Pepe smiled at him, the white teeth glinting beneath the thin black mustache. At least now we knew Pepe's real reason for joining the ship at Panama. And watching the slim, dark-skinned man, I'd been prepared to dismiss as a gigolo. I knew he was enjoying this moment of triumph. Watching him, I could see the ease with which he'd slip off the veneer of civilization and give himself up to the beat of the drums and the voodoo rites of Jamaica. When Major Challoner had brought Pepe aboard, he'd caught himself a tiger.
I demand that you answer me, Senor. Is this some horrible joke?
If you're lying, Pepe...
You don't believe he's lying, Captain. And neither do I. We've wasted our time, Chuka. We've cringed and lived in fear of our lives on a voyage of debt in order to lose now. You're right, Chuka. It is a joke.
Father!
don't reach out towards me now, Sharon. I don't need you. Will you excuse me, Captain? I think I'll go to my cabin.
Major Challoner.
Oh, no, Kendall. Stay where you are. Learn the details of the second will. You know, the thing I find most amusing, Captain Goddard.
What?
Who'll pay you now for bringing us across the world? Will Pepe? Will he pay you for a passage? Ask him, Captain Goddard. Rather, go down on your knees and beg him to pay for your wasted voyage.
What's wrong, Pepe? Didn't the Major behave as you thought he should? Didn't he let you have the moment of triumph you've been waiting for?
Well, when the shock of realization is over, then he will come to me. And you, Senor Tuker, you wish to make a bargain with me?
There be no bargains, Pepe.
You doubt that I have the second will? Is that it? You doubt the truth of my story? Well, I will show you. I will show all of you. You can read it for yourselves.
I thought that swine said he didn't have the will with him.
He said it was in a safe place. I thought if he got worked up enough, he'd produce it.
Do you think he's telling the truth, Dirk?
I don't know.
It can't be true. I refuse to believe it.
Hold your horses, Tuca. Let's see the will first, huh?
Dirk, I'd better go to my father.
I think he'd rather be alone, Charles.
No matter what's been between us, Dirk, between my father and me, I know he needs me now. I'm the only person he can turn to.
All right, Charles.
I shan't be long, Dirk.
Women. There's no understanding them, Kendall.
Oh, Sharon's right, Skipper. He does need her now. And after what I know about Challoner, he just gave the greatest performance of his life.
How can you sit there talking normally? Oh, this is dreadful, dreadful. All those others, they died just because of this will of Wellerman's. And now to find out...
I said wait until we've seen the will, Tuca. Pepe will be back with it very soon.
There's no need for you to leave the others, Sharon. I'd much prefer to be around just now, anyway.
You don't mean that, Father.
Sharon, I talked with Kendall this afternoon. And in view of Pepper's news, it seems that I talked just in time. You know,
I'm almost relieved about Wherryman's will.
What?
Well, the reason doesn't matter. Not now. Perhaps someday Kendall will explain it to you, but I doubt it. He's not likely to repeat what I told him about myself.
Shall I pour you a drink, Father?
No, my dear. Oh, quite suddenly, it's not too difficult to live with myself. Now there'll be no question of being tempted when I reach Jamaica. Yeah, Sharon, it's not a pretty picture that I've painted for you since we left Sydney or any other time, I'm afraid. I dare say I can get a housekeeper into the cottage.
Does that mean that you don't intend to stop my marriage to Dirk?
Could I have stopped it, eh? Now, could I? You know, it's an old axiom of military tactics that when you can't advance any further in the face of overwhelming odds, you consolidate.
But why has it taken this long to convince you?
Why? Well, because I'm a stubborn, bad-tempered and vicious old man. Now, face to face with what should be the greatest catastrophe of my life, losing a fortune when it was almost within my hands, I can only feel relief.
I've never heard you speak this way before.
Which is all the more reason why you should marry that damn fool as fast as you can. You had every right to expect to hear me talk gently. Every right. After Kendall had gone this afternoon, I found myself looking at Major Challoner. It seemed that once having started to talk, I couldn't stop. I didn't much like what I found either, Sharon.
But that money meant everything to you.
Oh, you're right, Miguel. It did. It meant that I'd be able to buy the respect I forfeited a long time ago. But I couldn't buy you, Sharon. Go on back to the others, my girl.
I'd like to stay and talk to you. It seems I never have before.
All right. Stay. But if you dare at any stage to give me that gaff about not losing a daughter, etc., I'll go back to the bottle.
I won't, Father. I promise you.
Well, that gloating swine is taking a mighty long time to find that will, Kendall.
He's enjoying himself. Enjoying keeping us on tenterhooks.
Just what went wrong with this voyage, Kendall? Why did it have to be my ship? First a blasted maniac and now Pepe talking about voodoo.
I just don't know how I shall ever face Martha after this. She counted so much on the money.
Keep your head, Tuker. If Victor Wherryman's sense of humor was as twisted as I think it was, Pepe's in for a surprise.
I don't understand that, Kendall.
Ah, so you're still here, huh? Waiting for me. Now, before I show you this document, you still have time to make a bargain, Senor Tuker. Now, if you will come to terms with me, I will forget this will. All I ask is half of what you will get under the terms of the old will. Only half, Senor Tuker. And half from Major Challoner.
No, Pepe, for all we know, that might be a blank piece of paper.
Oh, you think so, huh? Then you look at it. Here. Try to explain that away, senor. Observe the date.
Let me see that,
Kendall. Just a minute, Tuka. So the last will and testament of me is I, Victor Wherryman, being of sound mind, do on this date there.
Please, Kendall, what does it say?
Come on, man.
Pepe's right. This document does leave the entire Wherryman estate to you.
What?
No.
I'm afraid so.
Now you see.
All too clearly, Pepe. You've been very clever. But then so was Wherryman. And he liked nothing better than to have the last laugh. You say he was on his deathbed when he made this will?
Well, he was only alive for a little while after he signed that.
Do you remember what he said when he signed it?
Of course I remember. He said, Pepe, you will be taken care of. You will be looked after. Of that you may be sure.
I see.
Then there's no hope, Kendall. No hope at all.
On the contrary, Tuka. Pepe's right about the will. It's dated later than the one that brought you out here. Here, take it, Pepe.
Thank you, Senor.
Take good care of it and present it to Brancher, Brancher and Smith.
But I have said that...
They'll laugh at you, Pepe. Just as Wherryman was laughing. Laughing when he drew that will up.
What did you say?
Didn't you realize that that will would need witnessing? It's a useless piece of paper, Pepe. Just as Wedderman knew it would be. What could you be expected to know of wills? It was enough for you that it was drawn up after the other one. But it wasn't witnessed, Pepe, and there's no court in the world that would accept it.
Witness? Now, what does that mean?
That it had to be signed in the presence of witnesses who would also sign it.
You're lying to me.
It was Wherryman who did that. Did you think he'd let you get away with it? Why, he's probably laughing at you at this very moment, Pepe.
He cheated me.
Well, since you brought about his death, or thought you did, I'd say you were just about even, Pepe.
Then we're safe, Kendall. The money's ours.
Look out, Dirk. He's got a knife.
I'll kill you for this, Senor.
Drop it, Pepe. Drop it. Get back against the wall, Duke.
But did you keep Kendall?
Keep out of it, both of you. We've had this coming for a long time, Pepe. This one is for Victor Wherryman. Well, I'll dump him in the brig, Skipper. Let him cool off before we get to Jamaica.
Dirk! You're bleeding.
It's all right, Sharon. Senor Pepe just found out that that will isn't worth the paper it's written on.
Come to my cabin, Dirk. I'll bandage your arm for you. And then I want you to see my father. He's got news for you. Good news.
Go with her, Kendall. I'll take care of Pepe. I have a feeling Chaloner is going to like the news you've got for him even more, Kendall.
Ahead of us lay Jamaica. And for Duker and Challoner, a half share each in £1,000,000. But as I looked down at Sharon, I wouldn't have traded places with either of them on this passage of the Tangmar.